producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
To hail to the chief. Who's going to hear that music that'll be played in front of every room they enter into? Once Obama's gone, who's next? Who's got next? Bernie Sanders on a torrid pace to raise money. They say much faster than Obama in 2008. He's raised more than $24 million so far to this point over the last 3 months, just 3 months. He is very popular with younger people, with libertarians, with a lot of people who like some of what he is saying to the left bent, let's say. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State, is going to announce her fundraising numbers soon. As of June, the close of the second quarter, Clinton had $28.9 million in cash on hand compared to the $12.2 million for Sanders. So Clinton's been pretty aggressively raising money, holding 10 times as many events with donors than Bernie Sanders. And most of those, we're talking about the $2,700 maximum to the private campaign accounts. But I truly feel deep in my gut, as I wouldn't have said this a year ago, and based on the connections I have even close to the Clintons, who will never come on air and never say this, but they're worried about a leaky boat, and it's pretty obvious. It's not so much the Benghazi thing that people are talking about. It's the emails. It's the Clinton Foundation itself. Does she weather the storm and ultimately get the nomination? You know, if I had a crystal ball that could predict that, then I would have hit the power ball jackpot the other day. It's tough to tell. Based on political operatives and people in the know whose brains, some of them we've picked on the air, others who won't come on the air because they want to be anonymous sources, feel as though, of course, there's a machine behind Hillary Clinton, but she's losing favor with women, and that's troublesome. If women aren't going to vote for Hillary Clinton, the people that were backing her in 2008, she's not getting the younger people, but we know it's really the older people who vote. Is Bernie Sanders taking those people away? Would Joe Biden jump into this? Does he take the people away? If Joe Biden hooks up with Elizabeth Warren, which now they've had about seven meetings, and what are they talking about? They're not talking about their spouses. They're not talking about their families. They're talking about this election, I guarantee it. She satisfies the lefter side of the Democratic Party, and he satisfies the more centrist view. Plus, it's interesting, it'll be interesting to see as this drumbeat rolls on to Iowa and New Hampshire in the beginning of the year, what happens with the president and who he backs up. So we know Bernie Sanders wants to hear hail to the chief. What are his chances, Hillary Clinton's chances, and perhaps Joe Biden's chances on the Democratic side of things? As for the Republicans, Donald Trump is getting the serious press, and they're trying to soften his image, I think, as much as they can. He went back on Fox and had a conversation with Bill O'Reilly after he said he was boycotting Fox, but that just gets them some play, both the network and Donald Trump. And Trump on Wednesday said that he's going to deport Syrian refugees if he's elected. He said, quote, "I am putting the people on notice coming here from Syria as part of mass migration. If I win, they are going back." He was in Keene, New Hampshire, when he said that. "They are going back, I'm telling you." He has been saying all along that he would immediately deport illegal immigrants in the country, then have, he always says this, and I don't know how you determine this, he says, then I'll have the good ones come back in. However you determine that, then he's going to have the good ones reapply to come in legally. So there may be a job at the border for you in the future if he becomes president, determining who's good and who's not. But the tens of thousands of refugees that are, we see the terrible pictures in Hungary, that are desperately trying to get out of this war, this ISIS deal in Syria, wouldn't be in the country illegally. That's the thing, because we would let them in. So the process would be different. The one thing that would have to happen would be the screening process to try to keep out potential terrorists. That's the problem with the mass migration thing, especially from Syria, for sure. If you want to weigh in on what Trump says and who you think is going to hear hail to the chief, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, who do you think has the best chances? Why don't you polish off your crystal ball? Everybody's always asking me what I think. What do you think? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or send me an email, americatonight.net. Grim is our first batter up tonight. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, my crystal ball's cloudy. My eight ball ain't got a triangle in it. Ain't nothing working for me. You know, that's why I'm grim.
I just got to say, I think that's the best thing ever, that you get, that you buy an eight ball and it doesn't even have the triangle. Ask again later. There is no triangle in this ball. That's crazy.
Just bubbles.
That's it. You could, you know what? You could have saved some money. You could have bought a snow globe. So, yeah.
It probably wouldn't have worked either.
Oh, so funny.
But with Hillary, remember when she said that in order for her to be president, she's going to have to raise, what'd she say, about $1 billion?
Yeah, they were saying $1 billion.
Yeah. Well, see, the whole point is, and why you don't see much of her really on the campaign except for here and there, is because she's already got the money together to pay off all the electorates.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about the American citizens, because that's what's going to put her in office.
Yeah, sadly, that's why I keep saying that. That's why every time when people get their backs up about Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton, I mean, they're the establishment people. There's no question about it. But they're not the choice, either one of them. They're not the choice of the people. I don't believe that. I don't. I don't think Hillary Clinton is any longer. She might have been at one point, but not any longer. And Jeb Bush is not the choice on the Republican side, but they have the push. And as you say, you know, it comes down to what you and I talked about before, the Electoral College. To me, I would abolish that sucker right away. Let me tell you, if I was president, that's what I would do. I would push for term limits, and I would abolish the Electoral College.
But that's constitutional. That's the problem.
Yes.
That's part of the original Constitution, which is really hard to change.
Yes, it is.
The reason they created the electorate is because when you traveled back in the 13 colonies period, you pretty much walked.
Yeah.
And you had to walk all the way to Washington, D.C. And that's why I say people like Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone, they were the actual ones that were the electorate that went into the taverns in their local states and carried the citizens' votes.
Absolutely, and thank goodness for those people. Thanks, Grim. You're listening right now to Willie's rendition of On the Road Again. We want to go on the road, and you may win a computer. Go to kateontheroad.com and pass the message along. Bad Boys next. On the road again.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Includes Jonathan Papelbon. He was suspended for four games. This is a sports note, but he was suspended for four games without pay for his role in this crazy dugout deal that happened where he choked teammate and National League MVP frontrunner Bryce Harper. You cannot choke your teammates. You can't do that in politics or in sports. It just doesn't work. So the team suspension kicks in on Thursday, and Papelbon will first serve a three-game suspension that he was hit with by Major League Baseball. He was appealing the suspension, and that actually came from him throwing high and inside at third baseman Manny Machado from the Baltimore Orioles. So now you have this thing where he's choking his teammates. So Sunday's deal happened in the bottom of the eighth inning in the National Series finale against the Phillies. Washington's first game since being eliminated from the playoffs. So maybe there was, you know, they were tense, a little bit upset. Doesn't matter. I think what happened was after getting out of the batter's box slowly on a pop fly to left field, Harper went to the dugout and was approached by Papelbon, the closer, who was just picked up from Philly a couple of months ago. And they had sort of a heated exchange that resulted in Papelbon just exploded. And then there was the shouting and then the throat thing, and he shoved him in the back wall of the dugout. But like I said, I mean, there's just no way you can do that, especially to your own teammate. You know, look, it's one thing you're strangling the opponent, but you're doing it to your own teammate. He's a hothead, but man, you cannot do that. All right, there's some other things that have happened in the world, but beyond the world of sports, we certainly have seen some bad behavior in other areas of our lives, whether we're talking about Hollywood or whether we're talking about politics or just the everyday Joes. And speaking of the everyday Joes, I got an email from a guy named Keith who says that he discovered when he came home that his next-door neighbors had been actually stealing his cable. They had somehow jimmy-rigged up the system that they were stealing his cable. And he was upset, didn't know what to do, didn't know how to confront them. I mean, what are you supposed to do? I mean, go to your neighbors and say, you can't take my cable. What are you doing? And he wasn't clear on what was happening. I'm assuming splitters or some other way to do it because I'm not familiar with how his house is designed or how that works up. But he knew it, and I guess he went over to confront the neighbor, and the neighbor, completely lost it and went after him. And now it's turned into a great big nightmare. You know, the whole thing with neighbors, there's a reason why there have been movies made about the relationship with your neighbors. There's a reason why we read about some pretty hairy, carry things often in neighborhoods. You know, the homeowners associations, that's when they were started, and some people who live in them, some people who don't. What happens as a result of what your neighbor does, how it affects your home price. Just, you know, can't we just get along? Can't we just keep ourselves in check and be decent to each other? I don't get it. And I'm sure that this is just one story. I've never gotten a story about a neighbor from anyone in the entire time I've been on the air. So I know there are other stories like this that are probably out there. But, just try to be good to your neighbor. Don't steal their cable. And if they say, stop stealing my cable, just stop. How about this, though, for the Bad Boys column, HBO is denying a racy Westworld casting. There's been some controversy over this, and what happened was that background actors were created by an outside casting vendor, and so there's been this controversial deal that's happening on the set of Westworld. It's a sci-fi series that has a lot of extras, like 55-plus extras, and they're in the buff. So it's graphic. It's graphic sex situations before cameras. And it wasn't requested, written, or approved by HBO, Warner Brothers, or the producers. It has situations, they say, that don't require of any actors certain things. So we're rectifying the discrepancies in the vendor's document with our actual on-set practices. Please give me a break. And which they say provide a professional and comfortable working environment for all the performers. Hollywood Extras Agency, Central Casting, is handling all background actors' requirements for HBO in this Westworld deal. This is where this comes in. And what they're saying and what's being reported is no decision was made whether the series will employ their services after this PR debacle. And so many people have been, on the Twitter world, the 140-character world, it's exploded all over the place. And somebody said, God forbid HBO have a show without useless or gratuitous sex. Are you kidding me? What are they trying to do? Cut the cord? It's a sex fiasco is what it is. So, and the fact that they have it documented where it says this document serves to inform you that this project will require you to be fully nude and or to witness others fully nude and participate in graphic sexual situations. That's what Central Casting was handing out. And they're trying to cover themselves off legally by saying if you accept the assignment, you might be required to be fully nude, wear a patch on your genitals, perform genital-to-genital touching. Wow! Have your genitals painted. What? This is HBO? or is this HBX? And they just went into all these details. They even said, at one point, they say, pose on all fours while others who are fully nude ride on your back. Ride on someone else's back. Are you kidding? So here's the bottom line. There's a union. It's a union that I used to be in when I worked in New York, SAG-AFTRA. And their deal, I clearly remember this, even though I was not an actor, an extra a couple of times, but not an actor in any sense of the word. They say in the deal that consent by actors to appear in scenes that require that can be ended whenever. And that the production set has to be closed to anyone not involved with filming the scenes. No still photography is allowed. None of that. And they're saying background, character actors, the people that they were trying to jam into this Westworld thing. So they are bad boys for trying to come in under the wire and just get away with it, get around the union, get around the California Film Commission. And the bottom line is, what do they want to do? They want to produce this sucker because of the money they think that it's going to bring in and what they're getting as incentive to film it. It's interesting because if you think about it, it's a reboot. That's what it is. And it's probably going to be another one of these reboots gone wrong. It's one of the J.J. Abrams things. So the new Westworld is, and you would have to think he does not like having his name bantered about with this connected to it. So, you know, go figure. And it's theme park robots kind of gone off the wire. And it's, if you think of the original one from the 70s, Michael Crichton, you know, Ed Harris, Crichton, the big writer, Anthony Hopkins, Jeffrey Wright, Sandy Newton, all of those people that you've heard of before. So anyway, it's supposed to debut in 2016. Good luck with that. And speaking of bad boys, I don't know who it is, but somebody from the cast of Homeland was trying to release what happened in the script prior to the new Homeland series being unveiled, which happens on Sunday. It gets huge ratings. Speaking of HBO, it gets huge ratings, and there is something that the actors have to sign saying they'll never release the storylines. So it seems like Hollywood wins the bad boy award this time around. Remember, you can flip me an email day or night, americatonight.net. Stay with us.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Won't be trifling, real names, no gimmicks.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back again.
Always fun to talk with him. It's one of my favorite highlights of the week for sure. Brandon Lang. You go to BrandonLang.com. The best information out there when it comes to football and the lines. And plus, he's a funny guy, too. Brandon, he's in our virtual green room right now. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
You know, I'm going to do a rant today on my website. I do a My Two Cents where I go off on something. And today I'm going off on Derrick Rose. You know, if you got a freak and you're bringing your boys over and you're going to get busy and she asks you to pay for the vibrator that she bought, just pay for the vibrator, bro. Just pay for it. You know, you're making $30 million a year. Just buy the hoe a vibrator. So she didn't buy the hoe the vibrator. She now says, you guys rate me, and it's all blown up. So over what? $129.95 vibrator. If you got a freak like that that you and your boys can go over whenever you want and have fun, keep her happy, man. Freaks are hard to find. Just ask Tiger Woods.
Well,
never ceases to amaze me.
It's a crazy story. And so for people who don't know, it's the Bulls star. He's making huge headlines because he says in a court filing that the woman accused him of sexual battery consented to group sex and became upset because she felt she wanted to be reimbursed, as Brandon's saying, for a sex toy. It's craziness putting on this whole situation.
If I had a freak like that, I'd give you $5,000, go to the store and load up, babe. We're taking this deep. There's no stopping where we're going, baby girl.
Yeah, this is nutty. That whole thing is nutty. There's no question
absolutely.
About it.
I guess the whole point of it before we get into the games is professional athletes will never cease to amaze you. with the stupid things that they do. And, and it's every day. Thank God for TMZ to exploit it and make news of it, because then we can sit back and go, man, at the end of the day, you got to understand what these guys are thinking when dealing with you know, women of the opposite sex. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, that's for sure. All right, let's look at the games. First of all, I'd like to just put it wide open. What's your favorite game on the board? What games do you like?
Like Carolina is in trouble this week going into Tampa Land 3. You know, when these two get together, they play dead nuts unders. Last three, four of the last five have gone under. Low-scoring defensive game. But I think Tampa impressed me last week with how they played at Houston. Impressed me with the win at New Orleans. I think Carolina's undefeated run's been masked a little bit. They played Jacksonville. They played the Texans at home, who for all intents and purposes, probably should have beat them. A couple big turnovers. And then they get a depleted Saints team that moved the ball up and down the field on them with a backup quarterback. So I think Tampa's in a good spot. And the other game that I like is the Jets. You know, the Jets go into Indianapolis. They win on Monday night. They come home to face a desperate and winless Philadelphia team. They got down early, couldn't get back, and the Dolphins are just a mess. To get blown out the way they did in Buffalo, to go into Jacksonville and get beat, they should have probably lost at Washington. They're an 0-3 team. I think Joe Philbin's halfway out the door, and this season's come and gone. Dolphins are imploding. You watch that Jets defense make it a very long day for Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the team that's wild, they're 3-0 out of the gate, is the Falcons. In half of these games, coming back, roaring back, or having the lead and almost falling apart. But, hey, they're 3-0, and now the Texans are coming to visit them in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I know they're 3-0 straight up and against the spread so far this year, but they're 1-7 against the spread versus the AFC the past 2 years. I know Dan Quinn's doing a great job, but I got this sneaky suspicion with that 5.5-6 number. Houston's not going to go in here and lay down. Clowney, J.J. Watts, all day for Matt Ryan. I think this is a field goal game. I like Houston plus the points.
Yeah, there you go. The Saints are difficult to figure out. And, of course, Drew Brees, who knows if he's going to be in or out of this game. And taking on the Cowboys, would you touch this game?
Yeah, I don't know what happened with Dallas' defense. It just goes to show you about the NFL, how week to week you just kind of scratch your head and say, my goodness, Dallas' defense goes into Philadelphia against that high-octane offense and holds them to 10 points. And then they turn around and come back home, and Atlanta puts up close to 40 and can't be stopped, hence the reason why people are all over Atlanta this week. I think Dallas is the better team. Saints have not covered in the Superdome in their last six games, 0-6. And Dallas, as an away team, 9-1 against the number of their last 10. I like Dallas.
Wow.
Points.
Wow. Wow. The, you know, when you look at games on the board and when they're bigger numbers, you and I have talked about this before, but the 49ers hosting the Packers, that is a huge number.
Yeah, this is, you know, Aaron Rodgers makes his way through the Vendetta rotation. And the first one was Monday night to sit there and show the world that you took Alex Smith with the number one draft. Here's Aaron Rodgers playing at Cal right in the Niners' backyard, and they have the number one pick, and you're going to take Alex Smith and not take Aaron Rodgers. And so now he got to demolish. And you could see such a difference watching the game on Monday night and how good Aaron Rodgers is and how average Alex Smith is. So now he gets to go back and face the franchise, obviously on the downtrod. And here's a Niners team that, you know, Alex Smith is the quarterback. Jim Harbaugh falls in love with Colin Kaepernick, makes the switch, trades away Alex Smith. Kaepernick's their guy. He has a great first year. They get enamored with his skill set. And now you make your bed with him. Harbaugh's gone, and here's the new coaches of the Niners stuck with Kaepernick, who can't throw from the pocket, who can't read defenses, who as soon as he drops back, if his first read's not there, he starts scrambling and running around, and now you got all this money invested in him. What do you do? I mean, watching him throw the football last week, 9 for 19 for 67 yards, 4 interceptions, 2 return for touchdowns, and a quarterback rating of 3.2.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah.
So I, with all that being said, it wouldn't surprise me if the Niners figured out a way to cover that number, but right now, you either take Green Bay or you stay away based on how good Aaron Rodgers is playing right now.
Boy, that's true. He's the factor. That's it. Absolutely. The Steelers don't have Big Bad Ben, and they're taking on the Ravens. And the Ravens, wow, what's happened to the Ravens? And that's our Thursday night game. What do you think happens in this game?
No Ray Lewis. No Ed Reed. No Hody Nada. No Terrell Suggs.
Yeah.
The four biggest pieces of that defense that they've had for years, gone. I don't know what's going to happen. This is the one series that you could give me the final score right now, and I'd still figure out a way to lose it. These two teams have killed me when they meet. I think I'm 1-7 my last 8. Mm-hmm. I'll probably go to college football on Thursday night instead of this game. Mike Vick, a quarterback, hence the reason why Baltimore's a favorite. Wouldn't surprise me if this game came down to, like, every game, which is, you know, after the double-digit win last year, the last, I think, 5 of the last 6 between these two have been decided by 4 points or less. So I think it's going to come down to right around the number.
Right around the number. All right. The Bills, 2-1. The Bills hosting the New York Giants, who are 1-2, barely. Boy, the Giants are hard. Big Blue is tough to watch.
Yeah, they got it going now, though. Look good against Washington.
Yeah.
Kind of got their offense going. Now you got Buffalo Lane, a pretty sizable number here. It's pretty good value. I always say you want to always go with Eli as an underdog. They've covered 3 in a row on the road. 3 of their last 4 is an underdog. So I think in a low-scoring defensive game, Eli makes enough plays to get the cover. Giants plus the points.
Wow. Okay. So Eli, that's a good stat there to watch and see what happens with Eli. The Browns and the Chargers in this game. This is the late afternoon game. One of the late afternoon games on Sunday, and it's in San Diego. I tell you, I look at Philip Rivers, and I just feel like cry me a river. I can't even go near Philip Rivers. What's the deal with the Chargers and against the Browns? Is that a better deal? Although that's a big number.
$60 million, Philip, cry me a river. $60 million for the white boy with like 7 or 8 kids who throws yet another pick 6 at Minnesota as his team is going in to keep it close. I can't listen. I can't stand him. When he scored that touchdown to get him within 1 against Cincinnati, he's talking trash to the linemen. It's amazing. This is the guy that fumbled the snap on Monday Night Football against the Kansas City Chiefs, and one of the most embarrassing as they're literally lining up to kick the winning field goal. He just does more things wrong to lose his team games than he does to win them games. And with that being said, Browns 5-2-1 as a road dog since last year. As crazy as it sounds, I would play Cleveland or stay away because like against Detroit in the opener, they had no right winning the game, yet Rivers ignites 30 straight points and they end up covering a game they had no right being down 21-3. So he has signs of greatness. It could happen again on Sunday. But then again, I will force him to do it. Again, but this is a game you could give me $1 million and say, go make a free bet out, and I'd say keep your money.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad I asked you that for sure. All right, check him out at BrandonLang.com. Brandon, hi-ho. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Kate. Have a good one.
Complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Conversation here on America Tonight with Free Money Guy Stephen Pelley as we cracked open, you know, the Pandora's box of pensions and what does it mean and what happens if your spouse dies and who has the pension and how do you figure this all out? And it really, it's something to figure out, I think, and of course he's the maestro, before you get into a situation where you're in that panic mode of, wow, why didn't we do this or what do we do now? And why I think this conversation is so important to have. Hello, Stephen Kelly. We're continuing down that path, and I'll tell you what, I think it's pretty scary to just ignore it. I think it's better to get in front of it, don't you?
I do, Kate. How are you today?
I'm excellent. And you are well?
I am. We're doing great here.
Good.
if you'll recall, last week we were talking about the different choices that you have when you take a pension. And I'll just recap those briefly. There's life only, where you take a pension just for your own life, and if you die, your spouse does not get one. Now, let me say something about this, because this is really important. We see this happen really with fair amount of frequency. Usually it's the primary breadwinner. Often it's the man. The husband who chooses to say, it's my money, I've earned it, I want to take it. And this can have devastating effects on the spouse. I'm working with a gal right now whose husband not only took his pension, life only. He took his Social Security benefit early, and that reduces dramatically the spousal or the survivor benefit for his wife, and then he died. And her income went, they had a collective income of somewhere around $68,000, $69,000 a year. And she lost his pension, and she lost her Social Security, and her income went down to about $28,000 a year. Okay?
Wow.
So she lost $40,000 a year because of choices he made. And, you know, we see this happening all the time with people. So it's really important that you get this right, because the choices you make now are choices you and the people you love could be living with for the rest of your life. So now we had three choices. We had the life only, the joint and survivor, and the life or joint with a period certain. And remember, the big problem here is twofold. One is if both of you die, or if it's a life only and you die, the money goes away and it doesn't go to your heirs. And the other one is usually with these things, if your spouse predeceases you, then you're left paying for a benefit for the rest of your life you can never receive. Okay? But let's look at what those benefits are. If I purchase a joint and survivor annuity or pension, I do this with a pension, and I say I'm taking a reduction in my benefit, taking a reduction in your benefit is just the flip side, or it's exactly the same. It's not even the flip side. It's exactly the same as writing a check to somebody, right?
Right.
You're paying for something. So you're reducing the amount of income you get in order to get a benefit. What's the benefit you're getting? The benefit you're getting is money, a stream of income for your spouse if you die, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what's that sound like to you? Paying money for a benefit of a payment that goes to a spouse after you die. What's that sound like?
Ridiculous.
Well, it sounds like life insurance, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so it sounds life insurance. Well, that's what it is. It's life insurance, essentially. You're saying I'm going to take less money in my benefits so that if I die before my wife does, she continues to get the benefit. So essentially, I'm insuring her in case I die. So instead of doing it this way, which is very expensive, and in some cases we have diminishing results, like with the period certain, or we have other situations where if she predeceases me, I don't get a benefit, but I'm continuing to pay for it. Let's go back to that that example I gave you last week, where I was I had $2,000 in my life only pension, and I chose to take $1,600 instead. In other words, a $400 a month reduction, so that she would continue to get $1,600 if I died. Why not take the full amount, the full $2,000? And then use that $400 or that $4,800 a year to purchase a life insurance policy on my life. What would happen if I did that? Well, a couple of things would happen. First of all, if I die, she now has a source of income. And by the way, a pension is taxable and life insurance is not. Okay, so she would have a tax-free income for the rest of her life if something happened to me because I had a life insurance policy. The next thing that might happen, what if she dies first? Now, instead of having a reduced amount for the rest of my life, I can choose to cancel a life insurance policy and go back to my full benefit of $2,000 a month. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Or I could say, hey, I'm going to keep that benefit because I could pass it along to my children or my grandchildren or do whatever I want with it, which you cannot do with a pension, because if I'm the pensioner and I die and I don't have a joint and survivor or period certain, that money goes away. The third thing, the third benefit about this is you're taking the money out of the pension and you're putting it into your own estate. And what I mean by that is if we both die, now I have a life insurance policy that I can pass on to my heirs, which if I'm relying on the pension, I don't have. If we both die and I don't take one of those period certain options, then the money goes away and it doesn't go into my estate. So what you've done by doing it this way is you've gotten, a better life insurance policy because it's not one that you have to pay for the rest of your life, even if you can't use it. Secondly, it's a policy that you can cancel if you want to, and you can continue to get your full pension if you don't need it anymore. And thirdly, it's a policy that can go not just to your surviving spouse, but it can go to your children and grandchildren and so forth as well. And we call this Pension Max. It's a very common it's a very common process. Any financial advisor worth their salt will understand how to do it, will know how to do it. And it's one of the things I think everybody who has a pension and those choices to make ought to explore to see if it's something that would work for them.
Yeah, I like that. Pension Max. And as you said, anybody worth their salt should know that. And it, again, it's one of those things, you know, it's about knowing the instruments, right? Knowing what you have and not making it complicated.
That's exactly right. And to understand that, you know, some of these things are controversial and you'll have people tell you never buy permanent life insurance and all that stuff. Just understand that those people are not, they just don't know what they're talking about. And there are places and times and opportunities to use some of these products that are very, very good for people, and that's why they exist. So talk to someone that knows what they're talking about before you make these lifelong decisions that you have to live with for the rest of your lives.
Yeah, and that's great advice to know the road, to get the right person. And then that goes to conversations you and I have had before about finding the right person so that you feel comfortable, you have a relationship, and you make these decisions and you make them in a better way than instead of just throwing darts at a dartboard. Absolutely. I thought this was terrific these past 2 weeks in talking about pensions for sure. So, Stephen, where people can find you, and also, since we gave away all your books, where can someone buy your books? Right, Amazon.
I'll send you more books, and you can go to Amazon.com, and it's safe harbors that can reduce taxes, remove risk, and protect your retirement, or maybe it's remove risk and reduce taxes. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Safe Harbors.
Yeah, Safe Harbors on Amazon.com by Stephen Kelly. And I'll get you some more books. I'll order some and send them out to you. And I didn't realize we were out. And you can reach me at 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, or freemoneyguys.com.
Awesome. Stephen Kelly, have a great week, and thanks once again.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate it, and we'll talk next week.
Baby, I've been waiting. I've been waiting all day. I didn't see the time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.